Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful, benefactor, most merciful, redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give, and we welcome you once more to the Airways of American 360 Radio for the recitation of the 18th surah of the Quran entitled Surah Al-Kahf, or the Cave. It was the practice of our beloved messenger, Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him to recite the Surah Kahf on the day of Jummah. So, the recitation will be in the Arabic and English translation. So we welcome you and let us begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan irajim.
Uh,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
All praise is due to Allah, who has sent down upon His servant the book, and has not made therein any deviance.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
He has made it straight to warn of severe punishment from him and to give good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a good reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا,
in which they will remain forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا,
and to warn those who say, Allah has taken a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
They have no knowledge of it, nor had their fathers. Grave is the word that comes out of their mouths. They speak not except a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Then perhaps you would kill yourself through grief over them, O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, and out of sorrow.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Indeed, we have made that which is on the earth adornment for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best indeed.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And indeed, we will make that which is upon it into a barren ground.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or have you thought that the companions of the cave and the inscription were, among our signs, a wonder?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
Mention when the youths retreated to the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare for us from our affair right guidance.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
So we cast a cover of sleep over their ears within the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
Then we awakened them, that we might show which of the two factions was most precise in calculating what extent they had remained in time.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
It is we who relate to you, O Muhammad, their story in truth. Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we invoke besides him any deity. We would have certainly spoken then an excessive transgression.
هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have taken besides him deities. Why do they not bring for worship of them a clear authority? And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah a lie?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
The youth said to one another, And when you have withdrawn from them and that which they worship other than Allah, retreat to the cave. Your Lord will spread out for you of His mercy and will prepare for you from your affair facility.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And had you been present, you would see the sun when it rose, inclining away from their cave on the right, and when it set, passing away from them on the left, while they were laying within an open space thereof. That was from the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides is the rightly guided, but he whom he leads astray, Never will you find for him a protecting guide.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And you would think them awake while they were asleep. And we turned them to the right and to the left while their dog stretched his forelegs at the entrance. If you had looked at them, you would have been turned from them in flight and been filled by them with terror.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُ وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا.
And similarly, we awakened them that they might question one another. Said a speaker from among them, How long have you remained here? They said, We have remained a day or part of a day. They said, Your Lord is most knowing of how long you remained. So send one of you with this silver coin of yours to the city, and let him look to which is the best of food, and bring you provision from it, and let him be cautious, and let no one be aware of you.
إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
Indeed, if they come to know of you, they will stone you or return you to their religion, and never would you succeed then, ever.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And similarly, we caused them to be found, that they who found them would know that the promise of Allah is truth, and that of the hour there is no doubt. That was when they disputed among themselves about their affair, and then said, Construct over them a structure. Their Lord is most knowing about them. Said those who prevailed in the matter, We will surely take for ourselves over them a masjid.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
They will say there were three, the fourth of them being their dog. And they will say there were five, the sixth of them being their dog, guessing at the unseen. And they will say there were seven, and the eighth of them was their dog. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is most knowing of their number. None knows them except a few. So do not argue about them except with an obvious argument. And do not inquire about them among the spectators from anyone.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا.
And never say of anything, Indeed, I will do that tomorrow.
إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
Except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it and say, Perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct.
ولبثوا في كهفهم ثلاثمائة سنين وازدادوا تسعا.
And they remained in their cave for 300 years and exceeded by 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is most knowing of how long they remained. He has knowledge of the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth. How seeing is he and how hearing? They have not besides him any protector. And he shares not his legislation with anyone.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. There is no changer of his words, and never will you find in other than him a refuge.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking his countenance. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
And say, the truth is from your Lord. So whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Indeed, we have prepared for the wrongdoers a fire whose walls will surround them. And if they call for relief, they will be relieved with water like murky oil, which scalds their faces. Wretched is the drink, and evil is the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
Those will have gardens of perpetual residence. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and will wear green garments of fine silk and brocade, reclining therein on adorned couches. Excellent is the reward, and good is the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
And present to them an example of two men. We granted to one of them two gardens of grapevines, and we bordered them with palm trees, and placed between them fields of crops.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the two gardens produced its fruit and did not fall short thereof in anything, and we caused to gush forth within them a river.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, so he said to his companion while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think that this will perish ever.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
And I do not think the hour will occur. And even if I should be brought back to my Lord, I will surely find better than this as a return.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
His companion said to him while he was conversing with him, Have you disbelieved in He who created you from dust and then from a sperm drop and then proportioned you as a man? But as for me, He is Allah, my Lord, and I do not associate with my Lord anyone.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, What Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah, although you see me less than you in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
It may be that my Lord will give me something better than your garden, and will send upon it a calamity from the sky, and it will become a smooth, dusty ground.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or its water will become sunken into the earth, so you would never be able to seek it.
وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
And his fruits were encompassed by ruin, so he began to turn his hands about in dismay over what he had spent on it, while it had collapsed on its trellises, and said, Oh, I wish I had not associated with my Lord anyone.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And there was for him no company to aid him other than Allah, nor could he defend himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
There the authority is completely for Allah, the truth. He is best in reward and best in outcome.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And present to them the example of the life of this world, its being like rain which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, and then it becomes dry remembrance scattered by the winds. And Allah is ever, over all things, perfect in ability.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life, but the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And warn of the day when we will remove the mountains and you will see the earth prominent, and we will gather them and not leave behind from them anyone.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they will be presented before your Lord in rows, and he will say, you have certainly come to us just as we created you the first time, but you claimed that we would never make for you an appointment.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the criminals fearful of that within it, and they will say, O woe to us! What is this book that leaves nothing small or great except that it has enumerated it? And they will find what they did present before them, and your Lord does injustice to no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was of the jinn, and departed from the command of his Lord. Then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me, while they are enemies to you? Wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth or to the creation of themselves, and I would not have taken the misguiders as assistants.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And warn of the day when he will say, call my partners whom you claimed, and they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them, and we will put between them a valley of destruction.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the criminals will see the fire and will be certain that they are to fall therein, and they will not find from it a way elsewhere.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And we have certainly diversified in this Quran for the people from every kind of example. But man has ever been, most of anything, prone to dispute.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And nothing has prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that there must befall them the accustomed precedent of the former peoples, or that the punishment should come directly before them.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
And we send not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners. And those who disbelieve dispute by using falsehood to attempt to invalidate thereby the truth, and have taken my verses and that of which they are warned in ridicule.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who is more unjust than one who is reminded of the verses of his Lord but turns away from them and forgets what his hands have put forth? Indeed, we have placed over their hearts coverings lest they understand it, and in their ears deafness. And if you invite them to guidance, they will never be guided then, ever.
لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
And your Lord is the forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to impose blame upon them for what they earned, he would have hastened for them the punishment. Rather, for them is an appointment from which they will never find an escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And those cities, we destroyed them when they wronged, and we made for their destruction an appointed time.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And mentioned when Moses said to his servant, I will not cease traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or continue for a long period.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
But when they reached the junction between them, they forgot their fish, and it took its course into the sea, slipping away.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
So when they had passed beyond it, Moses said to his boy, bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this, our journey, much fatigue.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Did you see when we retired to the rock? Indeed, I forgot there the fish, and none made me forget it except Satan, that I should mention it. And it took its course into the sea amazingly.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
Moses said, That is what we were seeking. So they returned, following their footprints.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
And they found a servant from among our servants to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us a certain knowledge.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses said to him, May I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Moses said, You will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order.
قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا.
He said, Then if you follow me, do not ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention.
فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
So they set out until when they had embarked on the ship, Al-Khidr tore it open. Moses said, Have you torn it open to drown its people? You have certainly done a grave thing.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, Did I not say that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses said, Do not blame me for what I forgot, and do not cover me in my matter with difficulty.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
So they set out until when they met a boy, Al-Khidr killed him. Moses said, Have you killed a pure soul for other than having killed a soul? You have certainly done a deplorable thing.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, Did I not tell you that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I should ask you about anything after this, then do not keep me as a companion. You have obtained from me an excuse.
استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they set out, until when they came to the people of a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to offer them hospitality. And they found therein a wall about to collapse, so Al-Khadr restored it. Moses said, if you wished, you could have taken for it a payment.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
Al-Khadr said, this is parting between me and you. I will inform you of the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I intended to cause defect in it, as there was after them a king who seized every good ship by force.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared that he would overburden them by transgression and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَنْ يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
So we intended that their Lord should substitute for them one better than him in purity and nearer to mercy.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure for them, and their father had been righteous. So your Lord intended that they reach maturity and extract their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. And I did it not of my own accord. That is the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
And they ask you, O Muhammad, about ذي القرنين. Say, I will recite to you about him a report.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave him to everything a way.
فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
So he followed a way.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَنْ تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا دخل فيهم حسنا.
Until, when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it as if setting in a spring of dark mud, and he found near it a people. Allah said, O Dhulqarnain, either you punish them or else adopt among them a way of goodness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, as for one who wrongs, we will punish him. Then he will be returned to his Lord, and he will punish him with a terrible punishment.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
But as for one who believes and does righteousness, he will have a reward of paradise, and we will speak to him from our command with ease.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
Then he followed away. Until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had not made against it any shield.
كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا.
Thus, and we had encompassed all that he had in knowledge.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed away.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Until, when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech.
قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا.
They said, O Dhulqarnain, indeed, Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. So may we assign for you an expenditure that you might make between us and them a barrier?
قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما.
He said, that in which my Lord has established me is better than what you offer. But assist me with strength. I will make between you and them a dam.
آتوني زبر الحديد. حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا.
Bring me sheets of iron. Until, when he had leveled them between the two mountain walls, he said, blow with bellows. Until when he had made it like fire, he said, bring me that I may pour over it molten copper. So Gog and Magog were unable to pass over it, nor were they able to effect in it any penetration.
قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا.
Dhulqarnain said, this is a mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes, he will make it level, and ever is the promise of my Lord true.
وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا.
And we will leave them that day surging over each other, and then the horn will be blown, and we will assemble them in one assembly.
وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا
And we will present hell that day to the disbelievers on display.
الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا
Those whose eyes had been within a cover from my remembrance, and they were not able to hear.
أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا
Then do those who disbelieve think that they can take my servants instead of me as allies? Indeed, we have prepared hell for the disbelievers as a lodging.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا
Say, O Muhammad, shall we believers inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds?
الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا
They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life, while they think that they are doing well in work.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا
Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord and in their meeting Him. So their deeds have become worthless, and we will not assign to them on the day of resurrection any importance.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
That is their recompense, hell, for what they denied and because they took my signs and my messengers in ridicule.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا
Wherein they abide eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا
Say, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if we brought the like of it as a supplement.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا
Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone.
Sadaqallahu Azim, surely Almighty God has spoken the truth. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I extend the greetings to you of Eid Mubarak and Juma Mubarak, Alhamdulillah. I invite you to tune back into America Muslim 360 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the broadcast of the Friday CWSC Roundtable, hosted by the Executive Director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, our beloved Martha Abdullah. So I leave you with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Iman. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Now, we start now. Alhamdulillah. We'll go right into it. We extended the time. It's 8 to 10. I apologize.
Okay. I'll increase that time. I saw the change in the time. Okay, there we go. I'm putting in 180 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
Martha, wait. Did I start the recitation late or too early?
A little later.
Okay. All right. I'll
but
make the correction.
That's quite all right. We can keep it combined, and we'll go right into it. And praise be to Allah for the audience that is here. You don't have to hang up. That's a blessing. Allah is definitely the best nur.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. We'll go to a public service announcement, everyone, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Iman.
You're welcome.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
And definitely, together we can remake the world. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah is the one God. There are absolutely no partners with Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone, and we're so thankful to be here for all who are here, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is the one God, grant relief and ease to the hearts of those whose family members have transitioned. And the beauty of today, may all of us, whoever are feeling any discomfort, any challenges that you're finding hard to face, may Almighty God grant you peace and ease as well. Praise be to Almighty God for our being of the human family
and our being given the opportunity to serve the one God in the best capacity that we come to know how. And we're acknowledging that by Almighty God being the one God, that every human being is created for that purpose. And the jinn. We won't go into the discussion of the jinn, and prayerfully for those who want to know more about the jinn or understand the jinn, you can seek some assistance from the Muslim community and from their different persons throughout our communities. We say that are imams or community individuals that are studying Quran and truly have an understanding of the jinn and men. We can say there's a surah or chapter in the Quran referring to the jinn. I'm not sure if that's 62, surah 62, but nonetheless, discussions are necessary. And so we're thankful to be in the human disposition and prayerfully as a servant of the Almighty. So we seek Almighty God's help in every step of our lives, every stage of our development. Almighty God, we're calling upon you for that which we have come to know, that wherein we have erred. We're asking for your forgiveness. And may we stand together as a solid cemented wall against all injustices. Definitely, even if those injustices are coming from within ourselves. I mean. And dear believers, that bring us to Juma Mubarak, when ourselves come collectively together, and then we connect with others. And the process that for Juma, the process for Juma, is that we connect during a prayerful time and we hear a khutbah, a service, not sermon, but a sharing from one who is titled the Khatib. So we say Juma Mubarak, and whatever good comes from that delivery, that we be blessed to understand it, connect with it, and we go forth into the land and continue to be a servant of the Almighty. This is the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and CWSC is Community-Wide Shura Conference. And it is definitely the intent of the name Shura and Conference and Community-Wide. And that means that we're always open for suggestions and for discussions that lead to peace. That leads to peace. So we're going to share from the Quran, and we're going to share from the Hadith and words of wisdom from Imam Warthdeen Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh. Now, we did just hear Suratul Kahf. Every Friday, we're blessed to hear Suratul Kahf, and we're blessed to gain whatever it is that Almighty God blesses us to gain from hearing it. We're continuing on the CWSC, acknowledging the CWSC 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, and we shared faith and family. Today's guest, God willing, will be Mr. Rashid Tachacourt of St. Petersburg, Florida, with Masjid Sunnah, St. Pete. Let's see, Islamic Society of St. Petersburg. He's with Arkham Academy. Prayerfully, he'll be able to join us today. We've discussed it. We pray he did not forget, but we've been in contact with, mashallah, having come through the month of Ramadan, and then this is the third day of the Eid, so we will say to you, Eid Mubarak as well. The recurring of the happiness of the fulfillment of Almighty God's blessings coming to us as we go through recognizing the mercy, the forgiveness, and the deliverance from Almighty God. Almighty God is a human family. For those who were able to go through the fast, 30-day fast,
and for those who were not able to, but they went through it in a, by other means. Praise be to Almighty God. So I should say for those who were able to go through the fast. All right? Praise be to God. And at any time, we welcome you to press 1 once we complete reading the sharing for this morning. If you have any comments you'd like to share, and definitely if our guest is not here, should our guest not be here with us, we will continue on because there's so much that we can share with you. And again, Almighty God is definitely the all-knowing and definitely always in charge. We're going to go to the Quran on family, faith and families, family ties. We want to keep and stay in that vein because we know what is before us in this day and time are situations that are affecting the family to a deep, deep degree. And so praise be to Almighty God. All right. We're going to read the Arabiya, inshallah, and go to the English renderance. That is by, I believe, it's Sahih International, for those who, let's see. Give me one moment. Let's see if I can change that. That is, and this is the 13th surah that I'll be reading from. Oh, no, it's Yusuf Ali. Okay. All right, Yusuf Ali, and it's the 25th ayah, or instructing sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah. And if you hear in the background birds, that's blessings, right? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سواء الدار. Almighty God, Allahu Azim. Surely Almighty God's words are true. Forgive the reader for any errors. In the English rendering as Yusuf Ali says, but those who break the covenant of Allah after having plighted their word thereto and cut asunder those things which Allah has commanded to be joined and work mischief in the land, on them is the curse. For them is the terrible home. Praise be to Almighty God. Again, may we be blessed to understand and to really hear what Almighty God is blessing us to hear. And we're sharing that because of family ties that we want to keep. Now we go to Hadith on family ties. The person who perfectly maintains the ties of kinship is not the one who does it because he gets recompense by his relatives for being kind and good to them. But the one who truly maintains the bonds of kinship is the one who persists in doing so, even though the latter has severed the ties of kinship with him. Al-Bukhari. From Sahih Muslim, says, the nearer to, okay, Iblis places his throne upon water. He then sends detachment for creating dissension. That's just a statement. The nearer to him in rank are those who are most notorious in creating dissension. So one of them comes and says, I did so-and-so. And he says, you have done nothing. Then one amongst them comes and says, I did not spare so-and-so until I sowed the seed of discord between a husband and a wife. Then Shaitan goes near him and says, you have done well. He then embraces him, Sahih Muslim. So we're sharing that with the intent. We share that we want to keep family ties. And even if that means that we have to distance ourselves from those causing or sowing discord, S-O-W-I-N-G, sowing discord. And we know the recent incidents that happened even on the day of the Eid move on Wednesday throughout the country, there was certain disruptions happening. And we know the disruption for the family, human family, throughout the land in different countries. We don't know all that's happening, but we know truly that too much is happening to sever the ties for the human family and then sever the ties for the, still the human family, but the more immediate families amongst one another. A son stabbing his mother to death. Parents abusing their children and the division occurs, whether the children still live or they transition. So we're acknowledging that so much is happening that is in the likeness of discord. And for those who are in accord with the process that Almighty God has created us for, to be servants, then we stand strong. We show that we're blessed, and we acknowledge the human family, and we strive to help those who are being oppressors and those who are oppressed. We call those who are the oppressors away from the wrong. Well, praise be to Almighty God. Let's see if you have any comments you'd like to share before we go. Press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic this morning. Praise be to Almighty God. We say again, Juma Assalamu Alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Eid Mubarak. Okay, now comments from quotes from Imam Warsdeen Muhammad. As we're waiting on our guest to join us. Okay, before I go to the quotes, let's go to Imam Delacy Umar of Melbourne, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Alaikum assalam. This is Delacy Umar, Melbourne, Florida. Just wanted to greet everyone, Juma Mubarak and Eid Mubarak. We hope everyone had a wonderful month of Ramadan. That was curious about the thing you mentioned. I guess it's not good news, but that we were had incidents throughout the country. We were traveling to a wedding near and out of the last days of Ramadan, but that mattered. In Lexington, Kentucky, we went to that, had a wonderful experience there, and alhamdulillah made it back for the Eid on Wednesday. So praise be to Allah, and we just hope everyone had a wonderful Ramadan fast as well as a Eid. We still celebrate it. You know, I wanted to mention we were at the last Juma in the Ramadan, and the Khatib, the speaker, was talking about not to let the dire news and circumstances that we witness destroy our joy after achieving a great and blessed month from our Creator, a time of really reflection and contemplation, prayer, and a spirit of sacrifice. And we pray that everyone benefited from that great opportunity that was offered, an invitation to from our Lord and Creator to observe the month of Ramadan, the fast of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan. So we shouldn't let these dire and bad news make us not celebrate the holidays or the blessings in our religious practices. So the Eid is a time of recurring happiness, but more importantly, a return to the original fitra. We hope that in fast and sacrifice and studying scripture, prayer, that we have reinvigorated our own souls to be more informed with what God wants from us. So we shouldn't let these things worry us. You know, that on the believers, there should be no grief, no fear or grief, no fear or grief. We deal with what we have to, and we move on. So let that be a message to all those who think they can hinder or stop what we are doing. It will never happen. So thank you, dear sister, and Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed month of Ramadan and Eid Mubarak, Juma Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, and the ending of Ramadan to Eid Mubarak and Juma Mubarak to you as well and your family. And blessings for the family continuing on now. Marriage, alhamdulillah, for your daughter. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much for sharing, Imam.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And now we go to another caller here, Michael Hameen from Jacksonville, Florida. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Eid Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam, Eid Mubarak, Eid Saeed Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. I'm thankful and grateful that we have come to a special Ramadan experience. And now the celebration, as I see it, you know, because somebody has to live during the time of the transition, during the time of judgment taking place on the world leadership amongst Muslims, the world leadership amongst Christians, Jews, and others, that judgment is falling upon first as God describes how he operates his sunnah. He describes the way of exerting a change, and I would say an eye-opening, that the judgment first falls upon the established people, and Allah uses shame. He clearly tells us how his sunnah operates and has operated, his way of doing things and bringing on the type of world that he has intended since the time that he brought the world into being. There was an intent. There was a trajectory that Almighty God has been moving the world, the created world, the cosmic reality, Mother Nature, and how we've seen the signs, the instructing signs of a eclipse. And you hear so many people talking about observation of the eclipse. But in the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, the eclipse was observed by Salat, making of two rakahs, while those who are up, who are looking up in the sky, the Muslims were putting their head on their forehead on the ground, their forehead and their nose on the ground, praying to Almighty God, acknowledging his power over the instructing signs. And so we had, after the eclipse, the new moon, the dark moon, and we had the earthquake that went from New Jersey down into Maryland, and all of these things getting our attention. And don't let me leave out the fact that the genocidal behavior of Zionist Israel and the response of those in Gaza has produced Muslim conversion all over the world. There are people who are accepting al-Islam because of how they see Muslims in Gaza dealing with the oppression that they're under. And so, you know, all praise is due to Allah. He is in charge. He is greater, bigger, and more important. He's large and in charge of a process that has been going on since he created the world and the human beings in it. So I'm thankful to Allah to be able to see that and to be with others who are able to see what God is doing, and to be honored to fit in as servants of his will and plan, you know, and to be conscious, you know. Everything serves God's will and plan, but not everything serves God's will and plan consciously. So it's a great mercy, it's a great benefit for us, any believers, Christians, Jews, Muslims, other right-minded people, to see the operations, God's practices, his way of dealing with the life that he created and the way that he's moving it forward. Though those that are in objection to that, you know, they may try to stop it, but he uses their intent on stopping it and their actions and behaviors in terms of stopping God's plan. That's all within God's plan, the way he tells us in the Quran. You know, they plan, but God is the best of planners. And I thank you for this platform and allowing me to share that. Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
Eid Mubarak to you. Likewise, alhamdulillah. Thank you for those mind and the way that Almighty God. One moment, everyone. Okay, and again, thank you, Michael, for your sharing, and may Allah continue to bless you and us and all that everyone is faced with. Ameen.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, I have a dear brother of mine calling from Philadelphia. It is Naeem Shahid. Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, and to his wife.
Wa alaikum assalam, everybody. Eid Mubarak to everybody. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, you're from Philadelphia, so please give us some, if you can, some understanding or connection, however you want to share about what transpired in Philly as we're reading the newspaper.
Okay, I stopped by there yesterday. It had no connection to the masjid. You know, there's over 5,000 Muslims there at the event. Normally, Philadelphia Masjid and Masjid Allah joins together, but over the last 3 years, we've been separated. You know, they've been doing their thing, we've been doing ours. You know, so I was up at Masjid Allah. The tensions are going down there later on, but we got news what had happened. First, they said that one person got killed and 8 people got shot, but only 3 people got shot. But there was also a shooting during the month of Ramadan in the same area. Philadelphia has, which a lot of people don't know, Muslim gangs. They're real young, and I don't know yet where they – well, there were Muslims involved in this shooting, but during the month of Ramadan, there were Muslims out there shooting at each other. You know, but they're very young. Philly don't have gangs anymore, but they're just really getting to a point, you know, that, you know, these young ones really have to really study and get into Islam. It's how it was when we were young, when we were Christians. A lot of us were Christian before we came to al-Islam. Our parents were Christian. Our children said they were Christian, but nobody was really actually practicing what they believe in. It's that way now with the Muslims. You know, parents are Muslim, children are Muslim, but they're not practicing al-Islam. They're in the street. You know, so when things go on down at the school, the young Muslims, when they come to the masjid, especially during Ramadan, they bring their friends that are not Muslims, and so now you're bringing the guns and stuff like that there. So you got the Muslims, because the Muslims has a lot of influence in the city of Philadelphia. Most people don't know, if you come here, it's a lot of Muslims here in Philadelphia. You'll never see, I'm talking about African American Muslims. We're about a thousands here in this city. Wherever you walk, you go to the laundromat, you go to any store, you go anywhere, you're walking up and down, so you're going to see young Muslim and older Muslims. Muslims are all over this whole city. So it's a blessing to come here to visit. But still, Philly has a lot of work that needs to be done. And alhamdulillah, we had a man from Atlanta, Rashad. He was the khatib there, the event. And so alhamdulillah, they brought him here. But still, like I said, Philly needs a lot of work for us, all the Muslim communities. Philly, like I said, they have all kind of events all over this city. And so at most of these events, we have security. The security, the police officers were there, the Muslims were there with the security, you know, everybody carrying today because of what's going on in the world. Everybody has their semi-automatic machine guns. So they shut it down kind of early because they had all the security. It didn't get out of control. The only three people got shot. They actually caught a young man who was 15 years old with a semi-automatic machine gun. I think he was the one that got shot in the shoulder and his leg. And so, like I said, There's a lot of work just need to be done in the city. Need to have Islamic programs, and they do have Islamic programs, shows, all different kind of things. It's just that people have to get their young ones who are Muslims out to learn and get them off the street. Okay.
So let me ask you a question. And this was this in the at large park near the Sipaya Muhammad school area?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was the back end. Like Girard Avenue is the far back from the Sister Claire Muhammad school. The part that I brought you in was the front, now where it's the entrance. You know, so this was actually the far end, which they call Girard Avenue, where the shooting took place.
Okay.
So it's not like it happened right there at the front of the masjid. It happened, I mean, you might also call it like a block to two blocks away, because we got the park there. So we take over the whole park.
Mm-hmm. It's a large park, everyone. Very, very large.
Yeah. And so the park is flooded with Muslims. Every year we have the Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha outside in the park. It's supposed to rain that particular day, so I wasn't there. I don't know, did they have it outside? I know that I was there the whole month of Ramadan, and I was there the last 10 days at the masjid, you know. So, but the Eid, I went to my masjid Allah. You know, but I'm always over there because I'm in Arabic class over there on Sundays.
Okay.
You know, so And it's because it's right around the corner from my house. I have actually three major masjids walking distance from my house.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to wait. Masjid Allah is like in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
And everyone, that's where everyone who knows Rahima and Imam Idris, that's the Masjid Allah is what he's referencing. Let me bring in someone. Naeem, do you have the time to hold on with us? Because we have...
Go ahead.
Okay, stay with me. I'm going to go to 945-258. As-salamu alaykum.
It was, yeah, $50 for the MC. Ibrahim would give. I know I've had
945.
No, I'm feeling.
Your mic is open.
I can say that to me no matter what. That's when we must decide what they want.
Okay. I believe the noise in the background, everyone, it will impact your phone if you're not on mute. It will cause your hand to be raised, and we open your mic thinking that you want to say something. But praise be to Almighty God. So that was 945. But we're going to continue with 9. Let me go to a public service announcement, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
This is the community. Watch your conference Friday roundtable, and praise be to Almighty God. When we say Almighty God is in charge, we follow that route. So praise be to Almighty God. Hold on, dear listeners. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at CWSC.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
And we're back, dear listeners, Community Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable, and this is where we share with you what is happening around the globe, pretty much. Definitely in our local areas. We are located here in the United States, CWSC, and we ask you to always go to CWSC.us. Click on that blue donate button at any time you feel that you have that which you can share with us. Donate, donate, donate. And then you can also browse through our menu and become familiar with CWSC, our vision, remake the world into a better place. And in order to do that, our mission then is to improve human relations. And we do a lot of research. We do a lot of connecting and communicating and collaborating in order to
Sister Martha's call has dropped. And we're looking for her to dial back in. This is Michael Hameen. And we see Brother Mark in the queue. I'm going to open up your mic. Greetings to you. Mubarak.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Mubarak to you, Brother Michael Hameen, and to Sister Martha's distinguished guest that she have on. I didn't get the imam's name, and I don't know if he's still alive because I want to ask him a question, Brother Michael.
Okay,
I mean,
he's here. I'm sorry. That was the caller that had the noise in the background. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, okay. Brother Imam, I want to get your name, if you would, please. I missed that.
Okay. He was coming through Sister Martha's phone, and her phone
oh,
was
gone. Oh, I see. Okay, because I wanted to ask him a question. That was my reason for calling in. I guess you could put me back on hold until, inshallah, he'll be able to come back. I had a question I wanted to ask in regards to that.
I've got a question on you in terms of your Ramadan and any type of reflections that you might want to share with the audience.
Yes, well, alhamdulillah. It was a beautiful Ramadan, and always for me is revealing. My theme for the last 7 years have been fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. And, Brother Michael Hameen, we are fasting. That's the prescription that Almighty God Allah has given to us and for us. At the same time that we are fasting, we are feeding, and while we are reading the Quran, Allah is feeding us. And so just the growth and development in all the aspects of the human being's life, there's a growth and development that's actually happening. The objective is Allah has given to us in the Quran so that we may become more God-conscious, to get closer to Allah. You know, and it's not spooky in that regard. The way I see it is to get closer to what God's word is for us that embodies what God's will and what God's way is for us to be and to live our life in relating to family, a community, a fellow man, and also how we ought to relate to Allah. It's really revealing to us, And so when you go into Ramadan, as you well know, Brother Michael, we go in one way, but we should come out a better way. And it's not to say that we're so bad when we go in. Even if you think that you're a good Muslim or a good believer, mu'min, you should even come out even better. No way that you can fast in the month of Ramadan and read the Quran and it not helping your growth and development in every vital component that comprises a human being, not only physically. Yes.
But sister, I should say Martha's back. He's back. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Sister Martha?
Oh, okay.
We've been holding it down, Martha Nile.
I see. And thank you. Thank you both to you, Michael, and to Mark Shaheed, and to our listeners. Yes, I have Naeem back on with me.
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu Mubarak. To you, Mark.
Alaykum as-salam. As-salamu Mubarak to you, Martha Naila Abdullah. And is that Imam? I didn't get his name. Naeem? Imam Naeem?
Is our dear brother
Naeem Shaheed. Oh, Naeem Shaheed. Okay, so I can remember that name Shaheed since I'm a Shaheed too. So, I want to give the greetings and Eid Mubarak to you, Imam Naeem Shaheed, Mark Shaheed. Yes, sir, from St. Louis, Missouri. Yes. So, alhamdulillah, I want to say.
Can you hear him? He's giving you the greetings back.
I gave the greetings back. I didn't know if we connected. Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Eba Bark to you, ma'am. Pardon me?
I was wondering if you could hear his response. He was responding.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
He's coming in clear. Yeah. I'm trying to get to a question I wanted to ask him. Yes, ma'am. He's coming in very clear. I can hear him very well.
All right.
Brother Imam Shaheed, Thank you for coming on, and because, you know, I'm quite sure there's others, you know, because this the situation incident made national news, obviously, and our day of celebration, Eid al-Fitr, in terms of the celebration there where many Muslims gathered, I, like others, was watching national news. Brother Imam, they said there was five that was apprehended, and they say out of the five, four were minors, which was saying that there, one was an adult and everything. And I did hear you say before the call had dropped that they didn't say what they were, whether they were Muslim, Christians, or just what. They just gave kind of generic report in that regard. And then there's been a couple of days since this incident has transpired. Can you give us an update on that in terms of the accuracy of the report?
Yes, I'm not the imam. I'm just a brother. But
Okay.
I know we all imam. But yes, they shut it down real quick. They actually caught four people, roughly, and they also got four guns. Because it's like every year when we have the Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, we have security. The police be there all over around the whole perimeter of the park.
Yes, sir.
So, and then we have security, the Muslims have security with semi-automatic rifles. So we have double security.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they was able to shut it down. But the police officers did a very excellent job. You know, they shot one in leg. But one was actually 24 years old. So, yes, they caught him. And
okay.
I think it was the 15-year-old that had the semi-automatic rifle, which, you know, they've been showing that on TV for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's looks just like a machine gun when you see it.
Right. So everybody that they apprehended, they were, as they call, was Muslim. I'm taking it from what you.
We don't know that yet. You know, when I went there yesterday to find out what happened, I asked the security. They said they don't know. They have very little information from the ones I talked to. You know, because yesterday was a very not a security. A lot of people move around, so they may be somewhere else not on security that day. So the person I talked to said they wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I have to talk to some other people to really get find out. They'll get more information. As far as I know right now, that I can't say they were Muslims, and we know Muslims don't behave like that. No,
that's true. That's true.
And like
that's true.
Like I said, but the streets mingle with the Muslims strongly. The young ones, they all hang together. Everybody, Islam influence is strong in Philadelphia. Everybody wants to hang, be with the Muslims. But although they like to hang, the Muslim influence is not strong when it comes to controlling, because they be out there acting up right there with the streets, with the people in the streets. So we don't know yet. I don't know yet whether they're Muslim.
Right.
I one of them had a Muslim name. I do know that.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, but as you say, So as you say, you know, you can't be Muslim just in label, but it has to be in content and everything. So thank you so much, Brother Naeem Shaheed, you know, for just giving that much information. I'm quite sure it's an ongoing investigation. It's probably not complete.
Right.
There's always a motivation, even though there is no justification or validation for what actually transpired. So I'm quite sure they're still investigating this,
This is not the first shooting. They had a shooting during the month of Ramadan out there.
Really?
Two individuals were shooting at each other while we were out there. Adam Musa, this was like the early part, I think the second week, Ramadan, two people was out there. One was on the bike, and one was on the far end of the park. And they were shooting at each other like a half a block away at each other. And the security, I talked to them. They told me they actually saw it, that particular shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But like I said, I don't know what these individuals, Muslim, like I said, Muslim youth hang with the youth that are not Muslim in the street. They all hang together. And so wherever the Muslims go, they go right there with them. But we had this problem last year. We had to snatch them up last year and this year, but they had weapons last year. And so I kind of told security some of the ones that caused the problems last year before all the stuff had started. So I pointed them all out. So they said, good. So they know who to snatch up. I said, yeah, because I told him, I snatched one up already right in the past year or coming out the past year. So he better not start this stuff again. Like Germantown Masjid, which is the Salaf community, you know, one of my nephews go there, and he has a security up there. And sometimes they come down to our Masjid, Philadelphia Masjid sometimes. And he was telling me how one of the guys, one youth came inside the masjid with a gun. And so when they found that out, he went outside and they snatched it and took it from him. They told him, well, you go get your leader, tell your leader to come back and get the gun. You ain't getting the gun back. You know. And that was a Muslim that they took the gun from. So this problem is all over. City. It's not just Philadelphia Masjid. All the masjids is having these problems because there's so many Muslims and they're not really learning the deen. You know, they taking what they want to take. But all older Muslims are trying to get this out of in control, try to change their behavior. As we know, that takes time.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you, Brother Naeem Shaheed, for that, and that just shows how much work that we have to do and how important parenting is, parenting and also neighborhood and community life is. We talk about the village now. Many of us, I don't know how old you are, we were raised in the village. You say it takes a village to raise a child. But it starts in that first social institution, which is the sacred institution of family life and all. And so that's where we had to put a lot of emphasis on and all, so that our young people, that the deen grows up in them, not only from just the verbalization, but the demonstration of it, and seeing children learn what they live. They learn what they live. And everything. So the guidance and direction has to be there from the very inception of life and all. Yeah, so it was a big job and responsibility that we all have. And I love the youth and all and tried for years in terms of parenting, family reconstruction, learning lab that I host for many years. Try to make an impact on that, to influence that life that Allah gives to the parents first. And we have to take that serious. So I thank you for coming on and giving what information that you know, and I'm quite sure there'll be other information forthcoming as they continue the investigation. Thank you. And however I could be a help, I will continue to do that. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak to you and you, Mark Naila.
Alaykum as-salam, Mark Shahid. And that goes to show that we're all living somewhere in this country in the midst of discord. And that's beautiful that we are continuing to share. Faith and family is one of the top priorities, top initiatives of CWSC. And that came through discussions, holding Shura with those individuals who chose to share in what they felt was necessary for us to be to contend with. You don't stop working on it, but then you have other initiatives under that. And we know that cleanliness, and we're going to put it that way now, cleanliness of the mind, the heart, the intent, and then our environment, and however that comes to play, all of us are vital to making that come become another part, an additional part, or return, let's put it that way, return to that part that we all come through the process of wanting cleanliness, as Mark was mentioning about the baby. So, Naeem, yes, definitely. I'm so thankful. We planned, and we had another guest planned to be here, but Allah SWT knows always that which is far outside of our realm of thought and understanding. So we're thankful to Allah that you came on, gave the greetings, and then began to share. Alhamdulillah. Now, share with us, Naeem, something about you that, because I don't have your bio because this was not planned, alhamdulillah, and that's a good thing. So please share with the audience something about you that you don't mind sharing.
Okay.
Let me see first, Michael, if you can help me with the board, if anybody else has a hand up to ask Naeem a question. Everyone, please, by all means, press 1. This is American Muslim 360 broadcast, number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Back to you, Naeem.
Okay, well, as a young man, I accepted Islam in the Nation of Islam when Elijah Muhammad was alive. May Allah forgive him and grant him paradise. I was 16, but that was 74 when I came in. But I was hanging around the Muslim. Like I said, Muslim had strong influence even back in the early 70s. I was hanging with the Muslims when I was at the age of 10. Hello?
You're good. That's just on my administrative end. Continue on, please.
Okay. Yes, I was hanging with the Muslim from the age of 10 to 11 years old. There was the neighborhood that I lived in, the Muslim had a whole block. You know, Brother Ed, elderly Muslim, he had a store. And then if you walk around the corner from his store, there was a Steak and Take, which Brother Ed owned. He rented that space out to the Muslim. You go two more buildings up, there was some Muslims from Georgia had a candy store. And you go all the way to the far end, there was a bakery. So all these was Muslim stores. So I grew up under in this environment watching Muslims from the Nation of Islam. And so from the age of 16, I accepted being Muslim. But like I said, I always accepted being Muslim even when I was younger, but I actually made my mind up that I'm going to join the Nation of Islam. And I came in the Nation of Islam, and that's what I started my development. And from, so when I turned 20, 21, I left Philadelphia, and I moved to Virginia for a couple of years. Then I left Virginia, and then I moved to L.A. for like a couple of years. And then I moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, back in 83 when I was 25. Moved to St. Petersburg, Florida for 15 years. And anything else you need to know?
That connection right there, everyone, is where we connected in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he has worked beautifully here. And definitely with the Muslim community, with the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. And I know that many of you now have met the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Abdul Karim Ali, Abdul Salam Hamid, and Abdul Aziz, Kawi Aziz, and others you will begin to meet as well. But Naeem, as after you move to Philadelphia, and anyone, and Michael, if there's anyone who has their hand raised, if you don't mind helping me engage with
yes.
the caller.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you have something you want to ask, please, by all means.
Okay, yes. So we're good on the call. No callers. Callers, press one to come into the conversation. We have a lot of people on the switchboard. And if you have a question or comments that you'd like to make, please share. Continue.
Okay. And I want to, Naeem, now that you, thank you, Michael. Now that you have, you returned to Philadelphia, what prompted you to return to Philadelphia? I mean, in your, you know, what you want to share, what prompted you to return to Philadelphia?
Well, it started a community up in Harrisburg. They were having a lot of problems. So I was the first one that left out of our group. You know, it was a group of us that we traveled every year to Chicago to the Ramadan sessions every year. And each year it got bigger. We snatched more people that were Muslims, you know, from other communities. We took them, or the youth, and we took them to the Ramadan sessions with us. And
now I know my son and his friend, Rodney Bennett, who was very closely influenced by being in the Muslim community, being around the Muslims. You share some of those memorable times that you have reflected on with me about your connection with the young people here.
Well, when I was in St. Petersburg, now I had the sisters. I had the young. I had the young brothers. So I would take the youth out to, as everybody know, all the professional baseball teams, they come to Florida during preseason. And so I would take them, the Muslims and those who are not Muslims, out to the games, you know, to keep them off the street. And then I would work with them and teach them the history of Islam. You know, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the caliphs and, you know, to the companions, I would sit there and teach them that. So they would have a picture to see how Islam it was back then and it is now today. And so it was fun. It was I kind of, wherever I went, I kind of did the same thing. For some reason, youth always gravitate to me. Even when I was young, young was always like to hang around me. So I grew up in a big family, six sisters, four brothers. And out of my family, it's like now, it's like I was actually the first one to step into Islam. Then one of my sisters came in, then two of my sisters came in. Then one of my brothers came in. We all came in under Nation of Islam except one. One of my sisters came in under the Salaf community. She came in late. She was the last one. But all of our families now today, it's like the grandkids and the great-great-grand, all of them are Muslim. So my family, and then my cousins, my first cousins, second cousin, my third cousin, they all Muslim. So that's the work that we put in the city of Philadelphia. When I was young, the Muslims was working real hard on getting rid of the gangs. And that's how Islam grew in the city. Philadelphia, we start working on the gangs. They would take a bus. They would go around. So we had like 12. It started, Philadelphia was number 12. So number 12, we would have headquarters was A, and we had B, 12A, 12B, 12C. So it went on all the way up to F, past F, G. So we had satellites, we called them back then in the Shamsam days. We were sending people out during Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday out community and pick people up. And so actually, it's like they picked me up when I was young. And but I was already, like I said, hanging around Muslims. So when they would pick you up, give you something to eat. And so we did this all over the city of Philadelphia, and that actually got rid of the gangs in the city of Philadelphia. It kind of died kind of early when you heard about Chicago, other areas, L.A., they all were still gang war. Philadelphia stopped gang war, and they started moving more towards business in the city of Philadelphia. Actually, at that particular time in the early, mid-70s, Philadelphia had more African-American business than any city in the country. Case today, so they done dumbed us down. And so that's something that we're working on as African Americans all through the country is getting back to business. We have religion, you know, but the business side, we kind of left. And we have to get back to that because that's the balance.
And share with us your line of in the industry of work.
So I do industrial and commercial painting. I'm a professional painter. So here I paint.
Mark Shaheed, that's his background as well. The one that was asking you the questions.
Who's that?
Mark Shaheed, but he was interior. I don't know if he was exterior. He can come back on and share. But
okay.
Being industrial, you can point to some of the buildings that you've in Philly.
Oh well, I just started Harrisburg. When I moved back, I left Florida 98, and I moved to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, so I stayed in Harrisburg for 19 years. But the company I worked for was the second largest company in Pennsylvania, and all they did was prevailing rate jobs, which means all government. So they for like 2-3 years straight, they were sending people to me. Somebody told them how good I could paint. Because I was out there just painting on my own. And when I first left Florida, this was like 98. And so I would not work for them. Then finally, when I was out of work, they came to me again, sent somebody to me. And this is a Caucasian company. They didn't even live for, they lived in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, which is the hour outside, which is straight country. And so then I said, well, I'm not working right now.
I'm bringing Mark back in. Bringing Mark
okay.
back in.
So
this mic is open. Go ahead, brother, please. Shade.
So I started working for the company, and they had me all over from Pittsburgh all the way to Philadelphia to New Jersey working on government work, schools, and sewage tanks, you name it, small bridges, because I'm not climbing nobody's high bridges. But and then I painted the Capitol. The Capitol, like you have, every state have a Capitol. So I painted the Capitol. I was on the crew that painted the Capitol. We did wallpaper from wallpaper to vinyl. You name it, we did it all. We stripped down the wood, made it look new. We put new wood up. We stained it and varnished it. So when we finished the inside, we went on the outside and did the outside. And the outside crew was much smaller. You know, the inside crew, maybe like 15 people. The outside, maybe like maybe 7 or less. You know, working on high machinery. You know, lifts, scaffolding. We had scaffolding and lifts. We had, you name it, whatever it took to get into whatever area we have to get to, we had the equipment to do it. You know,
okay,
so that
I think Mark wants to ask you a question or share with you on your
yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Martha. So Brother Shaheed, I was a union craftsman, served my apprenticeship here in St. Louis, and you may not know it, St. Louis, like Chicago and I believe New York.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago was a strong union, city and all. What about Philadelphia? But I have my own business too. I mean, I started in the union. So I heard you say terms of specialization in commercial and industrial painting.
Now, the company I work for, it's funny you mention it, because most of the work I was doing was actually union work. But
okay.
But the company I work for was so big. And but most of the people, it's funny you said that, because people from your area was coming to Pennsylvania for work. A lot of people from your area was coming to Pennsylvania. And I was like,
yeah, we had, in valleys, in that type work is your peak in valley. It's not for everybody, because it's not always stable work peak right. in valleys. And you're probably right, because as a union painter, as you know, you carry a cord, so you're entitled to get the highest rate wherever mm-hmm. you would go if you were a union craftsman, right. as you well know. So I was just kind of curious when you said you did more in terms of commercial and industrial. I did some industrial, right. but I was I did a lot of residential and mm-hmm. a lot of design painting. I actually worked for Disney. I was employed by Walt Disney Productions for 2 years when work was slow. Mm-hmm. I lived in Santa Ana and worked in Anaheim and, did a lot of restoration work here at the St. Louis Union Station, specialized work like scagliola, making things, marbleizing, wood graining, aging, striping, things, mm-hmm. specialization, and even some specialization textures that Allah blessed me to develop and to be able to market and everything too. But I got my start as a apprentice, 3-year apprentice. I was just curious in terms of Philadelphia, if it was a strong union city when you was actually working.
Very strong. Very strong. Mm-hmm. Very strong. Just so happened. I just moved back here 2016. And so, when I was young, I was in the labor union. Before I left Philadelphia, that was like 70. Let me see, the early 70s. I think around 75, 76. I was in the labor union. I was painting then. I've been painting ever since I was in elementary school. I used to go around and paint my mother's friend houses when I was in elementary school.
And yes,
my mother kind of forced, she asked me how I got started in painting was, she said, here, I want you to go in that room and take all that wallpaper off. I said, what? I could tear the walls up. Oh, yeah, get in there. So I went in and tore it off, and then she here, mucked it up. And then she took me step by step. My father, they ain't do nothing, They seen I like it, so they sit there and watch me do it. So I ended up going to some of her friends out there. I didn't even know I did it. They told me, yeah, you painted my house. You painted my house. When you were a kid, you don't remember everything you do. They said, yeah, you painted my house.
Yes,
I'm like, yeah. And I said to myself, yeah, y'all, and y'all got it done free, right? you got was placed. Somebody, but then they told me, said, yeah, but you learned the trade. So that's how I learned. I actually learned on my own the trade. The only thing that I actually learned when I went to school was they taught me how to use the sprayer. And once I seen how that sprayer
works,
and you mentioned about.
So in other words, Brother Naeem, it was OJT, as we say, OJT was on the job, the training. You took on those jobs and you learn as you went. You make mistakes and stuff, but then you learn how to correct it. And one thing about taking off wallpaper, there's an art to taking off wallpaper, and depending on how the wallpaper was actually hung, if it was hung properly, it's a lot easier to take off. But if it wasn't hung properly, you can have a lot of dings and gouges trying to strip wallpaper off, obviously, and then you have to resurface that wall and everything. So, no, I was just curious. Sister Martha brought it. She knows that that was my profession. That was my trade in that regard. And I was just curious about Philadelphia, you know, because a lot of Union cities, yeah, they do pay the they pay the high rate, the union rate, and I've always been an advocate. We talk about our young African American children, especially males. I mean, college, it's good to go to higher learning, but it may not be for everybody after graduate from high school. And I've been in a position when I left the union. I was vice president of Local 2341, and they knew they had to get some African Americans. But I was not a, like a stool pigeon, just sat there with the position. I actually was active in helping African Americans, males, get into the union because to have a trade, a skill, you're an instant market wherever you go. You can always earn money. You can always do something for yourself. But that was an avenue for getting into it to learn to get an apprenticeship. Now they've extended from 3 years to 4 years now. But you make top dollar when you become a journeyman. You become a journeyman craftsman, you make top dollar. Wow. My oldest son, yeah, he's a journeyman electrician. And my next son, he's a journeyman drywall finisher, is a taper, but also as a painter. And my youngest son is a professional painter also. You know, so I just took them with me. I never told them or said to them that you have to do what I do. I just believe in the work ethic, you know, that you have to earn your own living. And so when they got of age, I just took them with me, and they learned early on, just like you did. The only difference is that yours are more OJT, whereas they had a father that was already a professional painter, and they served their apprenticeship mm-hmm. under me, you know, in that regard. So that's a good thing for, I think, Brother Naeem, to really encourage, you know, we're talking about youth here and oftentimes not having anything to do, that when you can take youth like you have and work with them, and I have done the same thing. I can't count mm-hmm. the number of people that I've had under my wings in terms of just teaching them a trade, a craft, something they can be proud of, that they can go and show their family, I worked on this, I did this, and then just show them where that instills inspiration and motivation for them to want to be craftsmen. But it's good money. It's good money in that to be a skilled craftsman. I just wanted to say that, but thank you, Sister Martha, you know, for letting me back in, Brother Michael Hameen. And that's excellent, and I think that's one of the ways that we can really help our young African-American males in terms of giving them and showing them there's opportunities out yeah. there where you don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to subject yourself to criminal elements in terms of robbing and burglarizing people in order to get money. There's an opportunity for you to learn and earn. According to what yes. you learn, yes. you understand that you can earn a decent living for yourself and your family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we're now going to, I hear in your voice, and I'm sure we've heard it from an economical standpoint, that using the term learn and earn, I believe can now be connected as another faith and family initiative under that.
Yeah, I like to say
learn and earn. And Naeem, as Mark was speaking about the painting, and these are corridors that we can establish more collectively. The corridor of mechanics. I noticed it. You probably heard the story. I drove my 2005 Dodge Caravan to Philadelphia, yeah, and Naeem asked me, Nyla, are you getting another car? No, and I drove it all the way back. But while I was in Philly, I had most of my mechanic work done. believe it or not. And it was by young men and a young lady doing mechanic work at the parking lot of a plaza. And I thought that was very interesting. And I said, wow, here in Florida, they probably would discourage that. But that is something, as you mentioned about Philly, having it, and that's something that can be uplifted, recognizing those individuals, not, you know, bringing attention or putting a light on them so that they get bothered about it. But the idea, have you had to utilize their services? If you know what I'm talking about, the individuals not too far from where you live.
He said, have I utilized?
Right, then those persons do mechanic workmen, and they do great
work. Well, yes, because I don't go to like Toyota, Honda, and you know the cars that I have. I don't go to them. You know they were ripping me off. You know, so most people in the city, we get. If Philly has mechanics like AutoZone.
Yes, right, that's exactly where it is.
They buy their parts. The mechanics buy their parts there, and they allow them. To fix the cars on the lot or right on the outside. So every like AutoZone, all the different places you buy your parts, you know, they can fix your car right there. But I had two mechanics right now today. It's like, well, anytime you go around my car, they come right to my house and fix my cars. And that's how the city of Philadelphia is. You have mechanics all over there, they'll come right to your door and fix your car. And the whole city is like that.
That's wonderful.
You know,
crazy to love.
If you feel like you're spending some money, you're going to waste some money, and they're sitting in line to you and Honda and all of them, you know, because Toyota, they played me like that. It's like I had a Solera. I gave it to a friend of mine who was incarcerated for a while. When he came over, I gave it to him. Well, my Toyota Solera is like when I kept taking it to Toyota and I was living in Harrisburg, I was taking it in there every month. And they was always finding something wrong. So one day when I left out of Toyota, I heard this clinging, clink, 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 clink. I said, well, I'm going to Philadelphia. When I come back, I'm going to get it checked out. So I didn't go to Toyota, to Firestone. And Firestone called me in the back and said, look, this is what they did. They took your muffler, a piece to hold your muffler up. They took that loose, put the muffler back up so you can come back. So I said, okay, you leave just like that. And I took it back to Toyota, made them fix it for free. The man tried to bait me into a fight, but they went on and fixed it for free. But I never went to Toyota no more. You know, and when I was living in Florida, it's a guy named Manny. He was a mechanic. He told me, he said, Naeem, he said, you know, you should go work for selling cars and stuff. He said, because you're very good. Talker, he said but the only thing is you gotta lie, you know. And he told me what he did. He told me that he actually set up the system, but they was rigging people's cars, messing their cars up. So he got the industry to come in and straighten that out. He lost his job, but he did straighten it out. Now I told him, I said, no, I can't do that. I can't lie to people and stuff like that, you know. So the industry is really corrupt if you want them to work on your car, you know. And back, but I did forget, when I was living in Harrisburg, a friend of mine had a youth program, which actually these was called Women and Men. They had maybe like 15 different homes for youth that was incarcerated. So like during the summertime, I would like, well, one year I took them out and taught them how to estimate and how to paint. See, some people just like to show a person how to do one thing. I showed them how you could do it and how you could make money doing it. You know, I had the paperwork, and the ones I seen that was interested, I pulled them to the side and showed them how you work the ruler and stuff like that there. I didn't show them too much of the blueprint because they wasn't ready for the blueprint, but I showed them on paper, you know, and how you put your numbers down after you get your square feet, and then this how you get your paint prices and stuff like that, and you add all that up. They liked it. You know, and so these were people that was actually incarcerated for murder, but they were young. Things had happened to these young ones. People think that a lot of these children are, they just bad, but actually a lot of stuff happened to these young ones when they're young, you know. And So that's why I say, like, you really have to guard your child, you know, your children today, because when they're acting up for a reason. Something happened to them when they're young. You see they're good 1 minute, 1 year, and the next minute you see their total different attitude, but something happened to that child, and they don't ever tell you. You know, so that's one thing I have learned about with me working with that program 1 year, me teaching them how to paint. You know, so, but back to Philadelphia, they have businesses all over, but still it's not like it was when I was growing up, coming up in the 60s and 70s. I'm like 10 years old. You know, there was African-American business all over, like restaurants and stuff like that. Now, you know, especially the Muslims, there was restaurants everywhere. Now it's like, I'm talking about from the Nation of Islam to Islam proper, you know, you can't really, it's hard to find a restaurant today unless it's an immigrant community, you know, which I took and showed Nala that when she came here to the city. I took and showed her where the immigrants had their setup of schools, masalums, and with their businesses and stuff right there. Probably they're doing real good. And they employ, you know, African-American. It's one community that I took her to. But the whole city have, Philly so big, it's like, you know, you have other masala messages all over, so they do the same. But I don't think as much as the one that I took Nala to. And like I said, where I live at, there's masjids all around my house. Three is walking distance. The other ones is like, they may be like 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 blocks away. But there are hundreds of Muslim immigrants, Muslims, that lives not too far from my house that has stores and stuff, bookstores and halal meats and everything, you know, right across the street from the masalim, the masjid. You know, so it's beautiful, you know, if you really want to, like, and then you can learn Islam really, really well here, you know, in all the communities. Like I said, it's up to the parent really to nail the young ones down and let them know, right, this is the life. Because you don't nail them down, but it takes two. It takes a family. It takes a mother and a father, not just a mother. You know.
Yes.
And that's another problem that we have. You know, just the mother doing it, and the father's not there. You know.
Yeah, that's
so
the big
it
issue.
Takes two. Yeah. And so when you have both, then, you know, then the problem is less. And when Michael was speaking, he was mentioning about taking his sons. My dad used to go around working at people's houses when he was off from work, working for General Electric. He would fix people's houses up. At that particular time, they was putting panels up in the house and people's houses. So my dad was doing that. So he had me going around doing the painting. You know, I did all the painting for my dad. I'm laughing because I never got paid a dime doing none of that work. You know,
but you got paid. But
got
you got paid,
paid
though. You got paid.
I got to say this, right? I got paid
you
one
got
time.
Paid.
I know I did. And so I got paid one time. He actually gave me some money one time. I got to say this because it's kind of funny. And so then I went to a Jewish store, and when I went to the Jewish store, he had some purple gabardine pants. They were wearing back then, the gabardines back in the '70s, and he had these purple pants, and I snatched the purple pants. And my dad said, man, purple pants, man, take your pants back. Oh, boy, I tell you.
We can imagine, Naeem. And as we're approaching now the hour, everyone, we are so thankful for our day, this time, this moment. And nothing is haphazard. So what we've gained today, praise be to Almighty God, we're seeing it as the benefit of Ramadan, that we're connecting with one another. Don't take it lightly. You know, my prayer is that we don't take it lightly, that we're hearing where we've heard of discord, we're also hearing of accord, the peace that can be, that is, and can be. and that is between our connections, our relations, and only Almighty God know where it will take us in days to come. But whatever effort that we have, if you have any words that you'd like to share, words of wisdom, or faith in Naeem, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his being there in Philly to give us the some of the inside information that we could benefit from. And we're closer than we think from all the states throughout this country called the United States. Well, the human family.
Right.
To Allah,